Last week, our definition of faith, we added the examples of Noah and Abraham and their obedience and penitence or repentance, and how they made God and His will the absolute center of their lives and all that they lived for. All that they lived for. We discussed how we need to ask ourselves what that one thing is that we believe we could not live without. That we literally believe that we would die if we would lose it or be lost without it. It could be our children, it could be our spouse, it could be our independence, it could be many various things in our life that we have a center to our lives and the meaning of our life. But God asks us to sacrifice that one thing. To give that one thing to Him so God can be the absolute center of our lives, so that God's will is the only will that we live by. Now, these two ideas are foundation to our faith. So what else can we add to this definition of faith in the Old Testament? We look today at the Exodus tradition. I thought that would be a great place to continue. Of the Hebrew people, and we see how biblical faith is beginning to mature in this setting. There are two major themes regarding faith in our Exodus story today. One is the idea of a leader, a chosen mediator of God to lead God's people. So the first is the idea of a leader, a chosen mediator to lead God's people. And the second is how we learn through the Hebrew people's exodus from Egypt that faith is a dynamic activity of the whole body, the heart, the mind, and will, a commitment to be continually renewed as a response to God's grace. So let's look at these two concepts of faith, and we begin with a leader. By the time we get to the Exodus story, the issue is not whether to believe in the existence of God, because this was taken for granted and assumed as true. The issue is whether to acknowledge God's presence as Savior and Lord, to believe God's chosen mediator and the promises He conveys. In today's scripture, in the 24th verse of Exodus 15, who do the people get mad at? Do you remember? Who is it that the people get mad at in this morning's scripture? Moses, that's right. Yes. And with that, and with this story of Moses and the Exodus, we see a new theme beginning. And that theme is that God chooses a mediator to lead God's people. God speaks through this mediator. In a summary fashion, it begins with Moses, and it continues with Joshua, and then it goes to the concept of the judges in the Old Testament, and then the concept of the kings, which are Solomon and David, etc., right? And of course, we have the prophets who the people considered leaders, but they weren't necessarily leaders of the people per se. So, and then finally, we move to the ultimate leader, mediator and king. You all can probably guess who that is, right? But all this starts with Moses, and it ends with Jesus, God's Son, our Lord and Savior. So Moses is a new way of God dealing with His people. You may be thinking of people like Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and wondering why I didn't mention them. Why are they different? Well, they definitely were leaders. I don't want you to hear me wrong there. But they were leaders of family units. They were leaders of property. With Moses, we see a commissioned leader of God leading people where there was neither familial relationship nor any form of ownership over this people. Does that make sense? So with Moses, for the first time, there is no ownership involved. There is no family relationship involved with the people. The vast majority of people that he led, they were truly free to follow Moses, which in turn was following who? God, that's right. They were also truly free to not follow Moses, which would be not following who? God.